Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has urged the Afghan government to adopt a firm policy against the Tehrik-i-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, asserting that a double standard will not be tolerated. Addressing a meeting of the federal cabinet, the Prime Minister emphasized that Pakistan's military and law enforcement agencies were fully mobilized to combat terrorism, citing recent incidents in which Pakistani security personnel were targeted. He recalled the recent tragic event in which 16 Frontier Corps, FC, personnel were martyred, and the subsequent elimination of insurgents in North Waziristan, which also resulted in the martyrdom of a Pakistani army major. The Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Pakistan's relationship with Afghanistan, describing it as a neighboring and brotherly country. He reiterated that Pakistan desires stronger ties with Afghanistan, particularly in the areas of trade and economic cooperation, which could help foster mutual prosperity. However, he expressed concern over the continuing operations of the TTP from Afghan soil, which has been responsible for the deaths of innocent Pakistanis. Sharif emphasized that the Afghan government must take a clear stance against the TTP, stating that Pakistan could no longer tolerate the use of Afghan territory for launching attacks on Pakistani citizens. "This is a red line for us," he declared. "We will not accept the TTP operating from Afghan soil, and we will defend Pakistan's territorial integrity at all costs." The Prime Minister called on Afghanistan to develop a comprehensive strategy to address the issue. He said that while Pakistan desires to improve relations with Afghanistan, it is not acceptable for TTP elements to be allowed free rein in the neighboring country. "You cannot say one thing and do another," he remarked, underscoring the importance of a consistent and firm policy on the issue. In addition to discussing Afghanistan's role in countering terrorism, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the late former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto on the anniversary of her martyrdom. He spoke about her bravery and her invaluable contributions to Pakistan's democracy, noting that she had signed the Charter of Democracy with Nawaz Sharif in London, which was later supported by all major political parties. He said that her sacrifices for democracy would always be remembered. On a different note, Prime Minister Sharif addressed the ongoing shortage of medical supplies in Parachinar, revealing that the federal government had sent a helicopter with 1,000 kilograms of medicines. He also informed that the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, had been involved in delivering medicines and transferring patients to Islamabad for treatment. On the economic front, Prime Minister Sharif shared optimistic news with the cabinet, revealing that the national exchequer is expected to receive a boost of 70 billion rupees this year.